Welcome to Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update series. I'm Pat Hindle, here with my co-host Gary LaRude and staff editor Ashley West. As you can see, it's our annual beach edition, and we had to bring Ashley to bring some style to the set since Gary and I have very little, if any.
Right.
So we're here on the beach on Plum Island in Newburyport, Massachusetts again, in our normal spot, and we better make quick work of this so we don't melt in this hot sun. So we're going to take a look at our July software and design issue first. And so the cover story is written by authors from NIAWR and UMS about the design of a 5G power amplifier on a new millimeter wave GaN process. So they go through the steps of how they develop the model and then how they verify that model based on measurement and simulation. So it's a very fitting story for the July issue. So what else did we have for technical features?
So along the same line of design, we have an article on modeling indium phosphide HBTs. This is one that was approved by our editorial review board. And then since we talk about 5G all the time, Nokia has given us an article talking about the fact that microwave radio is still going to be a key component for the 5G infrastructure, even though people from time to time wonder, does it have the bandwidth? But Nokia says yes, not to worry.
Turning to the news, there's a new forecast out by Canalys, and they're talking about what the 5G projections for handsets are going to be. And they predict by 2023, they'll be shipping 800 million units of 5G-enabled handsets. So that'll be the first time it surpasses 4G at a little over 50% of the market. So about 5 years it's going to take from the initial deployment to outdo 4G. So while we talk about 5G and even 6G sometimes, 4G is still around for a long time. What else did you see in the news?
Well, a couple of quick things about the FCC. They have now officially announced their rulemaking to allocate some 2.5 gigahertz spectrum in the U.S. for 5G.
About time.
They're going to convert what was the educational broadband service, and they're going to have two kinds of licenses, one 100 megahertz, which makes sense for 5G, and then a smaller band of 16.5 megahertz. And there are lots of sort of footnotes to what they've announced, but they're basically trying to move forward fairly quickly on this, so we should see something by next year. Then the second thing also related to the FCC, Amazon officially filed their Project Kuiper broadband LEO satellite system with the FCC, and so that's now in. People can download it, take a look at it, see what their constellation is proposing. Basically about 3,200 satellites in 98 orbital planes.
Wow. Yeah.
So Ashley has many jobs here at Microwave Journal, but one of them is she's been working on the Microwave Basics section. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, our Microwave Basics section is a comprehensive library based on content from the books Microwaves and Wireless Simplified and Handbook of RF, Microwave, and Millimeter Wave Components, both published by our tech house, as well as Mixer Basic Primer, a tutorial for RF and microwave mixers from Marquee Microwave. We've expanded now to include 7 sections: Introduction to Microwaves, Microwave Applications, Transmission Lines, Basic Microwave Measurements, Switches and Matrices Basics, Microwave Mixer Tutorial, and Amplifier Fundamentals, with our 8th section on filters coming out soon. If your work involves microwave or wireless communications technology, or you just want to brush up on your microwave basics, our library is a great online resource for understanding key concepts, terms, components, devices, measurements, applications. You can get this all online on our website under the e-learning section.
And it's a great resource because occasionally as I'm editing an article and I'm not familiar with a particular topic that's being addressed, I can refer to that and kind of brush up on my knowledge.
Exactly.
So you also do the advertiser bonus section. Talk about that. What is that?
So for each issue in the magazine, we offer a bonus feature on a different theme for our advertisers. For the January, April, July, and October issues, we have the catalog update where advertisers can submit a description and image of a new catalog. March, June, September, and December issues, we have the web and video update for new websites, user tools, and video highlights. And lastly, for February, August, and November issues, it's the software mobile app featuring new software software and app updates and user tools. Interested advertisers can reach out to their sales reps for more information and the deadlines.
Cool.
So turning to events, we talked about it in the last episode, but we're taking our EDICON conference online. So we found out that engineers don't really have the time or the money to do more industry events. So we're going to do it online. They can look at it whenever they want, wherever they are, and no cost. So after we looked at the survey, we also found out that the good subjects would be for day one is 5G IoT topics. Day two, we'll be covering radar and antennas, including EMC. And day three will be signal integrity and power integrity. So you can find out more at ediconline.com. How about you, Gary? You just came back from APS, right?
Yes, it was a late night last night when my flight got in. APS was a good show. It looked like they had a good technical attendance. There were maybe 20 exhibitors there. We saw a lot of familiar names, a lot of folks doing EM simulations. So COMSOL, Altair, REMCOM were there. We also saw companies like MVG and Virginia Diodes. Interestingly enough, there was also a booth from Amazon recruiting for Project Kuiper. So I didn't apply though.
Good.
And then we also yesterday spent a bit of time with Keysight's new software design center that they established in Atlanta, I think now coming up on 3 years ago. But literally, and we didn't realize this, they just this week moved into a beautiful facility, 19th floor of a high rise right next to Georgia Tech, looking out over the Atlanta skyline. It was awesome. Although I told them if I worked there, I would spend all my time looking out the window. I wouldn't get any work done. We do want to remind our viewers that we have launched a podcast to provide the audio track from Frequency Matters. We're also doing from time to time interviews. And so if you have some subjects that you'd like us to cover, please let us know. You can find us at podcast.microwavejournal.com or your favorite podcast app. So that's it for this episode, our annual beach episode. We want to thank our sponsor, MACOM, for making it possible. And we want to thank you for watching. Until next time. Should we go to the beach?
Let's do it.